And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
We're very privileged tonight. We've got a specialist radiologist from the SAN, Dr. Christine Shearman, in the studio. Very nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking about breast cancer. It's extremely important, breast cancer screening. We see a lot of attention around it in terms of fundraising and charity fundraising. I can't believe that stat of 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. That's extraordinarily high.
It is quite a sobering statistic, but it is in fact correct. The best thing a woman can do for her breast health is to have a screening mammogram,
Why is it such a high incidence? I mean, what causes breast cancer? Why do so many women get breast cancer?
Breast cancer.
Do we know?
Well, there are a lot of reasons why women get breast cancer. There are some significant risks, such as genetic influences, and also such things as breast density. But there are other risk factors, environmental risk factors, that can be taken into account. But there's a whole lot of reasons why women get breast cancer. The incidence is actually increasing, but the mortality and morbidity, the impact of the disease on women, is decreasing.
Without being alarmist, are there things you can keep away from?
Most of the things that cause breast cancer you can't avoid. Age, being female, having a family history and having dense breasts are not avoidable. Some things are, like cigarettes, obesity, radiation exposure.
The thing about the Sydney Adventist Hospital that we always talk about is they're always well prepared to invest large amounts of money in new technology, which
yes.
I think is what makes the SAN such an outstanding institution. Now, you do have some new technology there about breast cancer detection. How does this work? This is 3D photography, is that what it is?
Yes, so what we've invested in is a new system, which is actually a mammographic unit, but a mammographic unit with a difference. Mammography is the mainstay of breast imaging still. That is X-rays of the breast with the breast compressed, but now we have tomosynthesis, amongst other things, with the machine. And tomosynthesis is basically a fancy mammogram. To the woman, it's exactly like having a mammogram, but to the radiologist, it's different. We're given, instead of one image in both directions on each breast, we're given a whole lot of slices to look through, so to speak, and we can scroll through it like a video. And in that way, importantly, we can remove structures, normal structures from the breast that can hide cancers in the breast and get a better look at what's going on.
We're talking to Dr. Christine Shearman. Can you remember the first time you used this and what you were thinking when you looked at it and thought, well, this is great, I've been waiting for something like this, this makes it much my job easier?
I think I do remember the day. Tomosynthesis is a very exciting new tool, there have been some large studies that have shown a large increase in cancer detection rates. A big study in Sweden, which is still ongoing, has shown over a 40% increase in cancer detection rate with this unit.
I know it's hard to verbalise this, but what do you see?
So radiologists look at normal anatomy, and we combine that with our knowledge of pathology, and we apply that knowledge of pathology to try and sift out features of various breast cancers to detect abnormalities in the breast.
So you've got all these different angles. Do you look at those images while the patient's still there, or does the patient come and go through this process, leave, and then you contact them?
So we always look at the images whilst the lady is there. Normally they progress onto an ultrasound as well. So we're formulating an opinion on the mammogram, and we're using our ultrasound to target any areas that are of concern.
When you talk about a breast being dense, what's that mean?
So breast density is the talk of the town at the moment. All the international conferences that I attend are talking about breast density. Breast density refers to the amount of white tissue in the breast, which is the glandular tissue that makes the milk, and the fibrous tissue, which is the scaffolding of the breast. And the other structure in the breast is fat. So a denser breast is a wider breast, and there is a couple of significant issues with dense breasts. We know that women with dense breasts have a far greater increased risk for breast cancer. We also know that breast cancers that are white can hide in the normal white tissue of the breast and be harder to detect. So it's a bit, we're really looking for a snowman in a snowstorm.
So when you look at someone's breasts, you can't tell that they're dense. You've got to do the the imaging.
That's right. You can't tell by the size, the shape, the feel. It's a mammographic finding that you are looking at, and our new equipment has also got new software on it, which actually evaluates the, gives it a quantitative reading, so a figure that we can apply to the breast, and we can convey that to the GP and the lady so that they can use that information to evaluate their risk.
Are you any more likely to contract breast cancer if you've breastfed a baby?
You're in fact less likely to get breast cancer if you've breastfed, but it is a relatively lesser
small
risk compared to other risks.
So you've examined someone, you've found that they do have a possibility of breast cancer. What's the trip from there then to potential surgery? How long? What do you talk about? How do you explain that to someone?
So there's a lot of different imaging techniques that we can
I've
use.
I've had a sister-in-law who's been through this and went through the treatment, and she's out the other side. She's great. But it was the chemotherapy aspect of it was punishing, you know, really knocked her around, as it does with everybody who has it. But it took a long time.
There's a lot of different imaging techniques that we can use to get to the diagnosis of breast cancer. From the radiology perspective, we usually diagnose it through mammography with ultrasound. There are other investigations such as contrast mammography, which is new and which is also available at the SAN now with this new machine, also MRI. So there's different techniques of imaging. Then we usually do radiologically guided biopsies, and then they go on to see the surgeon or at the medical oncologist, the radiation oncologist, as required, depending on the nature of the breast cancer that they have.
At what age should you begin regular screening?
That's a good question.
Two young daughters, I'd like to know.
Yes, there's not a simple answer to that. So screening generally starts from 40, but if there are different circumstances, screening can start earlier, but it may not be with mammographic screening. It may be with ultrasound screening or MRI screening. If a woman is of high risk or has a family genetic trait, then they'll start usually 10 years before the diagnosis of the relative that was diagnosed, and it may be with MRI.
Self-examination obviously clearly is important.
It is important, but it's a combination now, clinical examination and imaging.
So what's the GP's role in this? I mean, if a woman goes to a GP at age 30, is the GP examining that person for potential lumps?
Yes, the GP is pivotal in breast care for women. They will be giving them clinical evaluations of the breasts. If a woman detects an abnormality in her breast, a change in her breast, they must go and see their GP, seek advice, and if necessary, be imaged. But the GP is pivotal. They'll organise relevant studies such as mammography or, in the correct setting, ultrasound first, and then the radiologist can help run with the issue and guide the GP from there.
How far can technology go here to help radiography?
Look, I think we've come a long way in breast imaging over the last 30 years or so since I've been doing breast imaging, and I think there's still a long way to go. I think with this latest technology, such as with contrast mammography, there's still a lot more that we can do for early diagnosis and improved outcomes.
I know the SANS was at the cutting edge of this stuff. What about Australia? Are we up with the rest of the world? You've said you were at international conferences and talking about this.
Yes, we're very much up with the rest of the world in our diagnosis and management of breast cancer.
Dr. Shearman, thanks for coming in and seeing me.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information about this $500,000 technology, just go to thesan.org.au.